This is a beautiful time of year. As I've been walking around the neighborhood, I can't help but marvel at the colors that are on display. Everywhere I look, there are blooming plants. The trees have that dark, deep green color of summer growth, and set against the bright blue sky, offer a beautiful display. Given the beauty of creation in this season, it somehow seems very fitting that we have this gospel today, a gospel that's about a sower and about the growth of seedlings into an abundant harvest. In today's passage, Jesus is surrounded by a great crowd. There are so many people that they fill the beach. So he gets into a boat and he teaches them. He tells them this parable about the sower, how the sower scatters seed everywhere, letting the seeds land where they will. This is an ancient method of sowing seed, and it can be very effective with some crops. But because it is random, because seed falls where it will, not all seeds land in a place hospitable for growth. The parable illustrates this randomness and the randomness of this sowing method when Jesus says that some of the seed lands on the path. It can't possibly grow there, and the birds come and eat it. Some of the seed falls on rocky ground, and though it can sprout there, there's not much soil for the roots to rest in, and so these plants wither in the hot sun. Other seed falls among the thorns, and the thorns choke out the new seedlings. But then there is that bit of seed, that portion of seed that falls in the ideal place, the place where it can sprout, establish strong roots, and is able to grow. This seed that lands in good soil finds everything it needs to thrive, and it is able to grow abundantly. It does so well, in fact, that Jesus says it yields a bountiful harvest as much as 30-fold. And that certainly is an abundant amount. But Jesus goes on to say the bounty might be even more, even as much as 100-fold. That return, that harvest is beyond imagination. It has such abundance. It would provide plenty of grain for food, as well as much for seed for future planting. Though the sower scatters this seed in a random fashion, seeds landing where they will, some of the seed finds a place to grow and to thrive and produces a bountiful harvest. Jesus explains that this parable teaches us about the ways of God, about how things are in God's reign. This parable illustrates what it means to follow as a disciple of Jesus. The word of God is spread abundantly and freely. It's offered to all people everywhere. Jesus is there with that great crowd of people, teaching, healing, proclaiming the good news of God's love to all who will listen. And he proclaims a love that is freely and abundantly poured out upon all. He gives his word, he gives his love freely to all people. And then each person has to decide how they will respond. And each one responds in their own way to God's abundance and to the teaching and invitation of Jesus. Some are like the seed that falls on the path. They hear the word, but they do not understand it. It's not able to find a place to sprout and take root. Others are like the seed that falls on rocky ground. They hear the word, they receive it with joy, but it's not able to take deep root in them. So they endure for a while, but when trouble arises because of following Jesus, that person falls away. The word is not deeply enough rooted in them to be sustained through difficult times. And then there are some people who are like that seed sown among thorns. They hear the word, but they can't follow Jesus. The cares of the world, the temptation of wealth, draw them away from the love of God. Rather than the seed of God's love taking root in their lives, the things of the world draw away their attention, take their loyalty away from God. And then there are those who hear the word and understand it. They respond to Jesus' teaching by allowing the word, allowing the love of God to sprout in them, to take root in their hearts. They're able to give their lives over to following Jesus. And in them, there is an abundant harvest. God's love is manifest through them. They are able to show compassion and mercy to others. Through their actions and through their words, they proclaim the good news of Jesus, and that good news touches other people. That good news spreads God's liberating love. Jesus teaches that discipleship requires a response from us. Jesus invites us to receive his word. He welcomes us to grow in understanding of it and then to respond by following him. But this parable warns that there are temptations found in everyday life and situations that threaten the word of Jesus taking root in us, that may prevent it from sprouting and growing in us. I'm struck when I read this parable about how straightforward it is. I think it may be one of the clearest parables Jesus tells. Its message seems obvious, it's not mysterious and hidden. It is a parable where Jesus is warning us about the very ordinary things in everyday life that we face, things that might be impediments to following him. The cares and the worries of daily life can become the focus of our lives, can consume so much space in our hearts that they are effectively closed to Jesus. Our worry can become the central consuming focus of our lives. Reflecting on today's gospel, I'm struck that there are so many cares of the world that occupy us now. I'm reminded of my own worries and anxiety in this time, of how pronounced they seem. With the coronavirus surging in our nation, we carry so many concerns. I just think this is a difficult time. And many of us are experiencing anxiety from uncertainty. We are remaining socially apart, distanced from one another, and everyone I talk to says they are feeling that isolation and how it is wearing thin. What we are feeling, what we are experiencing is real. We carry a great weight. But today's parable reminds us, it cautions us, not to allow those things we carry to consume us, not to be consumed by our worries, to allow them to become the prime focus of our lives. Instead, Jesus invites us to turn to him, to turn over to him those things we carry, to allow him to help carry our burden. Our hearts are called to remain open to him and to his presence, to allow him to enter in, because he desires to do so, to allow him to enter into our lives that he might walk with us in this trying time, that he will even now be our focus. And so our call is to create room for Jesus to enter, to make space in our hearts, in our lives. And there are various ways we do that. We can do that through times of silence in God's presence. We can do that by reading and contemplating and meditating on God's holy word revealed in Scripture. We can do so through prayer and study, even conversation with other people. Doing all these things provides Jesus fertile soil to plant his word within us. Because of these practices, he's able to find a hospitable place for his love to take root and to grow within us. And then God is able to bring forth a rich harvest of love in and through our lives. All of these things have been ancient practices, practices of the Christian life from the beginning. But I think there is also inherent in this parable a danger, a caution about these very things, about our own efforts. We can focus so much on what we think we ought to do, or our fears that we aren't doing enough, so that our attention is focused on us instead of Jesus. We can worry so much about being the fertile soil for Jesus that we forget to be open to Him entering in and taking root in our lives. And so I think ultimately it's important to remember that today's parable is primarily about God. Parables teach us about the kingdom of God, about God's nature. Jesus tells this parable to teach us about God's reign and to illustrate the ways of God. And it shows clearly how God acts toward humanity, and it reveals who God is. This parable shows that God is indiscriminate, showering God's love on all people, on all of creation. The love, the mercy, the compassion of God are not measured, are not rationed. God does not give them only to those who might be worthy, to those who have prepared the ideal conditions to receive God's grace. God is not reserved in God's love, nor is God stingy. Quite the opposite. God showers everyone with God's love, a love given abundantly and indiscriminately. The word goes freely from God to all. Our first lesson this morning from the prophet Isaiah illustrates this beautifully. Isaiah writes, "As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose and succeed in the thing for which I sent it." God's word is scattered freely everywhere, falling where it will. And this seemingly inefficient and risky method of sowing somehow accomplishes God's purposes, somehow brings forth what God intends. And there is great joy in this fact. Our lesson from Isaiah is full of joy. Isaiah tells us the mountains and the hills burst into song. The trees clap their hands. The people go out in joy and are led in peace. It seems that the whole creation rejoices at the abundant generosity and love of God. And this, I think, is the central message of this passage. This parable teaches us about God's ways and calls us to be more like God. We are called to be like the sower in the parable. We are called to be like God in the passage from Isaiah. Like God, we are called to freely love all and not worry about whether a person is worthy or deserving. We are called to show abundant mercy and compassion, to freely welcome everyone, especially the marginalized and overlooked. We are called to act for justice without reserve, without counting the cost, laboring tirelessly to break the yoke of oppression, to set the prisoners free. Being the church, the body of Christ, we are to be generous in all things, lavish in our love, and caring for all people. We are to give without counting the cost, love abundantly without reserve, and welcome all with warm hospitality. Now, living this way is considered folly by the world. The world is so focused on scarcity and who is worthy and who is not. But God calls us to reject the death-wielding ways of this world and instead to be like God, to give away freely and lavishly what we have been given. We are called to treat others as God treats us. And so I think this is what Jesus ultimately is teaching us this day. Rather than the parable of the sower being about us, about our efforts to respond to Jesus to create the ideal conditions, perhaps the parable is actually a call to live like God. Rather than focusing on ourselves, on which type of soil we might be like, instead we're called to focus on God. We are called to be like God. Because if we love as God does, if we love without reserve or limit, if we shower all people with welcome and compassion and mercy, if we have deep thirst for God's justice, then we will be like that fertile soil. living like God, giving all we have recklessly away with abandon, our hearts can't help but be open. We will have created space for Jesus to plant his word in our hearts. We will have space and light and water for the word of God's love to sprout, to establish deep, strong roots, to grow within us into an abundant harvest. We will be so focused outwardly to other people that our own worries and concerns will not consume us. We will have room within our lives for the word freely given by God to take root in us, to transform us, and to bring forth in us a rich harvest of God's love. And when this happens, it is indeed cause for much rejoicing. Amen.